This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis in. It is Election Day. Are you ready for all this?
I am, Kyle. I really appreciate the invitation to come down.
And talk about some of the behind-the-scenes things going on leading up to this Election Day. There's so much that takes place ahead and even in days up the road for the next week or so.
Well, I mean, it started with redistricting. Redistricting, it really impacts this first election following redistricting. And so many people are now seeing different precincts, Senate, House, and congressional districts on their ballots. But the strange part of it for them is that they're still represented by their current legislators until the end of the year, but they're voting on folks that will be representing them beginning in 23.
Yeah, really a lot of changes, especially in the rural areas of Douglas County for the congressional seat in particular. So a lot of interest there. But so you have a staff of folks, but you have a lot of volunteers that kind of come in and help with the days surrounding the election.
Just a small correction in terminology. It's employees, so people come out, they want to participate, so they apply for temporary election worker positions, and we usually hire between 20 and 40 people, and they do all kinds of jobs, everything from separating ballots and putting them in trays to signature verifying ballots to going to the ballot boxes, ballot drop sites, and picking them up and returning them back to the office. And then, of course, the most important task is ballot extraction, our election boards. We usually have 3-4 tables full of people that are steadily, you know, extracting those ballots, carefully doing that according to law.
And, you know, it would seem like in a lot of ways kind of mundane work, but obviously there's some motivation there to do it correctly.
Yeah, that's an important part of the motivation that people that come out and apply for those temporary election workers positions is that they feel a duty, a civic duty, to come out and make sure that the elections are run with security and integrity and fairly.
So over the years, folks of any age have seen general, you know, some shifts in time. I remember, being very young, following my parents to the, whatever school or church location to vote and all the things that went on back then. It shifted to vote by mail, and Oregon, one of the first places to do that. And even this year, you've got some changes in some of the process as well. Talk about that.
Right. One of the changes that people are noticing right away is we dropped the secrecy sleeve. That was an optional item, so it wasn't required. It was optional, allowed the voter to make a decision on whether they wanted to put that around their ballot. Well, now we have a security weave on the inside, and that is protecting the privacy of their vote. And also postmarks do count this year. Folks can drop their ballot in the mailbox today as long as they assure that it's going to get a postmark, and we will count that up to 7 days after the election.
And that was a change in state law, right? Or was that
correct?
Okay.
It's a House Bill 3291.
And so for people, we've talked about the percentages this morning, about 18% had voted as of yesterday. You expect probably a lot of ballots to come in on the final day then?
Actually, we're at 28% this morning, and traditionally we get more ballots on the final day than we do the second final day. And so we got about six and a third percent yesterday, and we should get more today. And so our trajectory looks like we're going to fall between 35 and 40%.
And what are some of the things people need to know if they have not yet voted to make sure their ballot gets in and gets counted?
Of course, the safest way is to use a ballot drop site. There's 15 in the county, and they're always going to be picked up for sure by 8 p.m. and counted. If you do use the U.S. Postal System and you choose to go to a blue U.S. Postal mailbox, check the pickup times. If that box has already been picked up for the day, it's likely that that will not get a postmark. And if it gets a postmark for tomorrow, it will not be counted. So assure that you're getting a postmark by today.
And a lot of those locations are picked up once in the day. There are some that are picked up twice, but in a lot of cases, it's usually by around noon or one that is done. So you've got to make sure and check that out.
Absolutely.
And if people want to bring their ballot into the courthouse, well, you've got a drop box right outside. And what are some of the other options?
We have one on our counter. We have one in the wall outside of our office. And then nearby on the corner of Diamond Lake and Fowler, there's a ballot box there as well.
And then a lot of locations around the county. How many of those?
There's 15 altogether, and there's 8 drive-up sites. So you have a convenient way to drop off all over the county.
So this evening, a lot will be going on, and talk about as well a little bit of a shift because of the ballot postmark situation changing in terms of when the results come out and how that's going to work.
Yeah, those preliminary results will continue to happen at 8 p.m. on election night, but the final unofficial results are instead delayed by hours. It's now delayed by 7 days. So I would caution folks, if you see a close race or a close measure on election night tonight, have some patience and wait for the final results 7 days after the election.
Because one of the things we really don't know, because this is the first time around, what the percentage is going to be of the total ballots counted that are ones that are postmarked in time but don't arrive to your office for a few days.
That's right. The likelihood is I will probably receive probably 96% to 97% of the ballots by 8 p.m. on election night, but there's a small percentage that will still trickle in afterwards.
All right. Anything else people ought to know?
Please make sure that you sign your ballot. That way it doesn't delay the processing of your ballot. But if you do not sign it, or if we don't signature verify it, be assured that we will send you a letter, and you have 21 days to rectify that.
All right, Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis, get your coffee ready. It's going to be a long day.
Thank you.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.